call what you call whatever it is.
Scouring pad.
How about it was just a piece of cloth?
Oh, yes, you use a dish rag.
Uh-huh. And do you dry them or do you let them drain dry?
She used to dry them.
Uh-huh. And what do you use to dry them?
Drying rag. Uh-huh. Nice tooth towel.
Tooth towel? I don't know, you know, part of the purpose of what I'm doing is to find out the terms people use in different areas. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine where anybody would say tea towel. I don't know,
but they do to some extent around here, I mean.
Yeah.
In other words, if they're kind of hobnobbing with society, they say tea towel.
Oh, yeah.
The roughest time is a dryer.
I guess I've never hobnobbed with the right society. I've never heard that thing used in real life. Of course, I mean, you watch it over television or something, yeah. And it's a Betty Crocker program or something like that. They'll say tea towel, but I never heard it used in real life. I wonder, you probably don't do it this way anymore, but back a few years, you probably, right October day, you'd get up a good bit before dawn and go out with a rifle, and as soon as you could see the whites of their eyes, you proceed to shoot your hogs. Do you do that anymore?
Not anymore, but when we did, we usually killed what we term killing hogs or butchering hogs in the afternoons here.
Oh, yeah?
We would start early noon, say around 11:30 or 12 o'clock, and get the job done mostly that afternoon.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's the first time I've heard of anybody starting late in the day.
Well, I guess we were too tight to feed our neighbors for dinner.
Oh, yeah?
No, that was just a custom around here.
Well, I'd like you to tell me as completely as possible everything you get from the hog and the butcher.
You mean the parts of the hog?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we have the head and the neck and the shoulders and the ribs and backbones and the sides or middlings and the hams. And then sometime I made pork chops out of them, of course. And then also got the liver and the brains. And sometime I use the parts of the head and feet and ears to make what they term sow's meat or nod head. That's what they call it.
Call anything else? I'd be interested in hearing all the different names for anything that you...
I don't know if anything else. And then out of the liver, they make sometimes what they call the liverwurst.
Okay. Do you use the blood for anything? Never mix it in anything? Know anybody who ever did?
No, not around here. I know some people in Indiana. Germans, I believe, make blood sausage, yeah. And so on and so forth. Incidentally, we never used a chitlin, do you? But some of the colored people in Mississippi use them.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure just where this comes in the butchering process, but I think